What's up, people? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast, BAD, Brad and Dwayne. Super excited to be back here with you guys with another edition of this podcast, man. This is really fun to be able to sit down with my brother, man, and chop up different topics, man. This is something I know you've been wanting to do. I've been wanting to do. What's going on with you today, brother?
Hey, man, feeling good. I want to talk about something completely off my radar, my normal radar. Usually I'm the guy with some motivation. I'm that guy that's trying to inspire everybody. But tonight, and I just found out that it's Men's Health Awareness Month. November is Men's Health Awareness Month. So this actually kind of ties in what I want to talk about tonight. But I want to preface the entire night off with this, Dwayne. Man, if somebody is depressed, somebody is facing some kind of stressor that they can't control, man, you got the hotline scrolling on the bottom. All right, hit up that number. All right, and seek help. Okay, I'm going to start off with that. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer right from the get go, but hey, man, sometimes these things need to be talked about. All right, it's a tough reality because the society that we live in, Dwayne. It's not really something that I'm not going to say not acceptable, right? But just shy of not acceptable for men like you and me to talk about this stuff. So, I'm excited to talk about my Ironman experience, but more importantly, the post Ironman experience.
Right, right, yeah, man. No, and you know, you kind of tease it up on your live on Sunday, man, and I when I actually replayed the episode. I was like, man, that's really good because, you know, we always hear about the pinnacle. You know, we always hear about the top of the mountain, man. And it's rare that we hear, you know, the aftermath of that. And I told you I even have something to contribute to that. But I'm gonna let you kick it off, man. And I'll throw my story in a little bit at the end. But I'm gonna let you just kind of take the reins and run with it.
Cool, man. I'm going to start off by saying there's in our society, like I said, right from the get-go, there is this stigma around talking about emotions for guys like you and me. You know, we're expected to suppress our feelings. We're expected to hide our emotion, puff our chest, you know, but yep. For what? But for what? You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of times, man, we see these guys puffing their chest around the gym and, you know, my ego is so big, I can't get my head through the door, et cetera, et cetera. But for what? You know, and so that's kind of what we're going to talk about tonight. And I want everybody to you know, go against that stigma. I want everybody to say, you know what, if I'm facing some kind of depression, guess what? I'm going to reach out for help. I'm going to hit that number up on the bottom of the screen. I'm going to hit up Google. I'm going to reach out to somebody. I'm going to talk to somebody. All right. Now, what I'm going to talk about tonight specifically is my Ironman experience, but not that pinnacle, not that high feeling of the actual Ironman experience. Everybody knows that I did the 2.5 mile swim and I swam through several schools of jellyfish. Everybody knows that I did the 112 mile bike ride. Everybody knows that I ran a full marathon. Everybody knows that, man, I was pumped up for that whole Saturday. All right. Sunday I was pumped up. Monday I was pumped up. But then what happened is I went back to school. And that was on a Tuesday. I went back to school on a Tuesday. Everything was decent. But then I started to notice I was probably halfway through the day and I was just staring off into space. Like I didn't know exactly what was happening to me. But the only way I can describe it is I was in a room. It was almost like a desert. And there was nothing around. It's a black and white desert. I'm standing there alone. I'm reaching my hand out. Nobody's there to grab it. It's completely silent. I have no direction. It's an empty space of darkness. And that's the only way I can really explain it.
Wow.
And yeah, man, it was scary. Depression is scary. And like I said, like I didn't really know necessarily how to attack that. I didn't know how to attack it. But what I did personally is I just started talking to my wife a little bit, started to Google some things online and, hey, how do you battle depression? You know, I never seeked out professional advice. All right. But I was talking to people. I was talking to some counselors. I was talking to my wife. I was getting on the internet, looking up some different ways. And I'll talk about some different ways that I used to cope with my stress and my depression. But before that, the reason sometimes we get into these funks, right? When we are in such a routine, All right. And when you're training for an Ironman, a marathon, a physique show, if you're training for something that you are so hyper-focused for a long period of time, and that just ends, man, there's a lot of uncertainty in your life. There's a lot of blurred vision, a lot of murky water, if you will. Mm-hmm. And what happened to me is I was so hyper-focused for 10 months doing the same thing, Monday through Saturday, the same exact thing. And then that Saturday, September 19th, 17th, I can't remember when the Ironman was, but when I completed that Ironman, all that training done.
Mm-hmm,
just gone, man. And I couldn't, that's the reason I couldn't find myself. So that Tuesday before I went to gym, I got back into my old routine. Tuesday, I went to the gym. All I did was walk for an hour. That's all I did is walk for an hour on the treadmill. That's all I did. I'm like, I'm going to take it easy. I'm not going to do anything hardcore. Just going to walk for an hour. And literally the entire walk, I just had like literally nothing going on in my mind. It was just, like I said, it was that blank space of darkness. It was a blank space of just nothing going on, no place to turn, nobody to reach out to. And like I said, that was very, very scary for me.
Mm-hmm.
So Dwayne, I'm going to tell you a couple of things that I did to kind of get me back on track. These are just things I found on Google. These are things that I found that worked for me specifically. But like I said, if somebody out there, if you're watching this, you're listening to this podcast, and you are, if you're depressed, if you're finding no meaning in life, you have to reach out for professional advice. There's no reason that you shouldn't be reaching out for professional advice. But a couple things that I did that help me along the way. There is no cure for depression, right? There is no cure. We can just combat it. All right. So some things that worked for me is, number one, I created some goals. Okay. Mm-hmm. I created some goals and I went back to the rudimentary, the base level of a fitness program. All right. I'm going to do 1 minute pushups. I'm going to do 1 minute jumping jacks. I'm going to do 1 minute squats, 1 minute lunge. All right. And I went back to that, those basic building blocks of fitness. All right. And that's one thing that I started to reinvest in is, hey, I just trained for an Ironman. That was pretty extreme. Let's go back to the base level, all right, and set some goals, okay? Can you do push-ups for a full minute? I haven't done a circuit in a long time following that Ironman, all right? And then, you know, as far as goals go, I said, you know what? You got to start reading 10 pages out of a growth book every day, 10 mm-hmm. pages every day. So those are just some small goals that I set for myself. And those were something like I always do a check mark. All right. Did I win the day? I put a green check mark. Did I not win the day? I put a red X through that calendar. All right. And how many days do you need to win a week? You only need 4 days to win a week. So I was just trying to win the week. Mm-hmm. All right. Another thing, stay active. Man, stay active. You know, there's so many positive benefits and correlations with fitness and mental health. Man, if you're staying active, if you're doing some kind of fitness, whether it be the rudimentary levels, whether you're training for an Ironman, you're going to help combat that mental illness. Focus on positivity, Dwayne. We live in a world where, man, there's so much negativity, right?
For sure.
It's everywhere, man. You look on the news, you're watching TV shows, you talk to your friends. Hey, how you doing? Well, there's four clouds. There's four clouds and the sun came out and the grass is green again. So I don't know. It's a terrible day. Why are we so focused on negativity? Because it's around everywhere and everybody can sort of relate. You know, everybody can sort of relate. Well, my favorite football team lost again. Hey, so did mine. Hey, I didn't win the lottery. Yeah, neither did I. You know, we're always focused on that negative energy, right? So start focusing on positive things. It could be the most minuscule positive thing in the world. You know, hey, I was able to get out of bed today.
That's right.
I was able to put 2 feet on the ground. I have air in my lungs. My kids at school asked me, hey, Mr. Barmore, how you doing? I got air in my lungs. I got 2 feet on the ground. It's a great day, baby. That's a great day. All right. So just, you know, those small wins each day, man, they add up. And then you start putting that green check mark on the day. You start winning the week, you know, and that's how you bounce back. Nutrition. I could talk all day about nutrition. All right. What you eat, what you consume, really makes what you are. You know, if you're putting bad things in your body's going to feel bad. If you're putting good things in your body's going to feel good. All right. And then final, the sixth thing that I did, Dwayne, man, I pamper myself a little bit. I'll go get a chiropractor appointment. I do a massage, man. I try to get my nails. Nah, I don't get my nails done. But hey, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
Nah, if you're into that, man, if you want to get a pedicure, manicure, something like that, go get that done. Pamper yourself. Get your hair cut. I try to get my hair cut at least once every 3 weeks because it makes me feel good. You know, doing things that make you feel good, you know. And Dwayne, I'm going to say one more thing, and then I'm going to let you hop in here. And I don't mean to take up all the time here, but
all good.
My man, Jason, I don't know his real name, but Jason from the Power Rangers. All right. I was a big Power Rangers guy when I was a young boy. And so was my brother. And my brother and I, we often dressed up as the Red Power Ranger. My man, Jason, was the guy. Right. He was the guy, you know, and that's a guy that everybody looked up to. Jason just committed suicide, Dwayne.
Yep.
He just committed suicide.
Super sad.
It's terrible. And the reason is because he struggled with mental illness. He was either afraid to reach out for help. He was afraid to seek professional advice. For what? Are we letting our lives get to a point where we take our lives over reaching out and going against that stigma that, hey, men can't talk about their feelings?
Right.
Is it really worth that, Dwayne?
No way. No way, brother. Wow.
That's deep, man. That's tough stuff.
It really is, man. It really is. That was sad. I was a huge Power Rangers guy myself. You know, and you know, sometimes you see folks like that in your mind, man, just seem like they pretty much had it all, man. I mean, he could ride the Red Ranger, you know, forever, you know. You know, everybody would recognize that, man. So I had a similar thing, man, experience. Mine came actually with the pursuit of being on the team. You know, during that time frame, my focus kind of shifted from my fitness and more or less like making sure I had my ducks in a row, you know, going for a major, you know, career change, a major step for my family. And I found myself, you know, not as laser focused when it comes to my meals, when it comes to my workouts. And man, I found myself in a space where, you know, I was winning on the surface, like from the outside looking in. You know, I just landed a new job, doing something I love, you know, in a field that I love, you know, working with great people on the outside. Like I was winning, but it was like that success had actually caused me to take my foot off the gas. And I fell into a space mentally, was like, okay, like, you know, now what? You know, I'm here. I work my butt off to, you know, be recognized, to, you know, to be seen. And now we're here. Now what, man? And I remember, you know, it's amazing the little things that inspire you, man. But I was inspired when I saw an Instagram video said that, you know, there was still work to be done. And I was like, hey, That's my mantra. Like, there's still work to be done. Even though I'm winning, you know, blessed to have an amazing, you know, job and everything worked out. And I pretty much had to turn the corner. And that's been my motto. Like, there's still work to be done, even in this round, because a lot of people don't understand. I'm still a client. Like, I'm still chasing the E2L, you know, 8 weeks, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still in there, man. And so it's 8 weeks. That's been my theme, man, is still work to be done. And I call this my redemption round, because last round, like I said, I ain't even going front, man. I added about 10 on the scale, man, just off of not being focused.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that whenever I heard your story, you know, being at that pinnacle and then having to redirect, it reminded me a lot of mine of, you know, winning on the surface, you know, sometimes winning will cause us to be complacent, man. And you even talked about this Sunday, man, about, you know, enjoying the journey, you know, not being focused on the end result, but, you know, just enjoying the grind and the hustle, man. And so that's something that, you know, I recently just kind of fell back in love with, is the grind and the hustle and the pursuit of greatness, you know, or the pursuit of perfection, like you mentioned, man. You know, Kobe talked about, you know, pursuing perfection, and you know he's not going to be perfect, but, you know, he's going to strive every day to be that, man. And so that's kind of been my story in the last couple of weeks. Just you know, my hashtag, man, there's still work to be done. And I think somebody need, you know, a lot of people need to hear that, man. A lot of people need to understand, you know, no matter where you are in your journey, whether you're, you know, you're headed towards, you know, a big milestone, whether you hit that milestone or, you know, or you're recovering off of that, no matter where you're on your journey, you always got to find something else to grab onto and something else to work towards, man. And I remember you even mentioned, you know, how people that do body competitions, usually after the contest, they'll add 30 back because it just, they don't know, you know, they don't know how to recover from being so strict, man. So this is really good, brother. I like I said, I knew, you know, this was something for me because I'm in that refocusing stage, man. And I like how you broke down different ways to bring it back. Next time, give it to me early so we have it coming across the screen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm trying to figure this podcast game out still, baby. We're only number two in.
right, man.
You know, and Dwayne, you mentioned that surface level too. You know, a lot of people, especially in our society, in our country, you know, they're walking around surface level, man. These people are happy as anybody to the left of them, happy to the right of them. You know, they're the happiest guy around, happiest girl around. But, you know, deep down inside, maybe they're fighting some demons, you know. And you know, just because somebody's surface level enthusiastic about life doesn't mean that they have it all figured out. You know, you mentioned, hey, the red Power Ranger guy had it figured out. Maybe he didn't, you know, maybe he didn't. And, you know, and I'm going to end with this. I'm going to drop a nugget real quick and then you can finish this up. But, man, superheroes seek help. All right. Be a superhero. All right. Superheroes seek help. Be a superhero, man. It's a sad reality that it has to come to celebrities hitting that depression point and not reaching out for advice and then reaching their demise, you know, and that's what we see. We see that Red Power Ranger, but we don't see Johnny down the road doing the same thing because we don't know who Johnny is, you know, and it's happening all around us. We just don't see it because it's not televised. It's not broadcast, you know, it's not broadcast and nothing like that. But when a celebrity like Jason, you know, and thousands more, Robin Williams, you know, tens of thousands more. You know, we see these superheroes, but they're fighting their own demons. So be a real superhero and seek help if you need it, man.
That's right, man. That's right. And so those that are listening, man, the 800 number for depression is 1-855-897-3431. If you're listening, you can please don't hesitate to reach out to someone, or you can Google search like anything else, you know, local help for depression. There's nothing wrong with talking about it. There's nothing wrong with connecting with someone, family, even if it's a family member. Don't suffer in silence. That a lot of men, we try to suffer in silence. You know, I'm from that generation as well. And so we just have to, like you said, be a hero, man, and seek help, you know, and you know, we want to stop that kind of mentality of, you know, you can just bear it by yourself. So with that being said, brother, thank you again for connecting. Super excited about this, man. Even though this was a little heavier topic, is definitely necessary. And we would love your feedback. So make sure you guys leave us a review. Be specific. You know, say the bad podcast is one of the baddest podcasts out there in the land. 5-star review, of course. Leave us a comment in the YouTube section. Also subscribe and hit the bell so you can check out not just this podcast, but all the podcasts that are on the E2M Media Network, man. Until next time, you guys, we're out of here. God bless. Later.
See you guys.